T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NBA Finals and wait for the winner of Atlanta, Milwaukee. But again, I've been wrong before.
Story number 3.
I've been wrong a lot. Game 3 College World Series, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State tonight inside TD Ameritrade Park, Omaha, Nebraska. The winner is going to be a national champion.
How about that?
Vanderbilt won game 1, 8-2, and the Mississippi State jumped on them last night. Won that game 13-2, so tonight, game 3, and it's a great pitching matchup. Kumar Rocker is going for Vanderbilt, and Will Bednar is pitching for Mississippi State. Rocker, you've probably heard of. He's been a big name in college baseball for multiple years. He's going to be probably a top 5 pick in next month's Major League Baseball draft. But Bednar is probably a first-round pick. So you got two projected first-rounders on the mound tonight for Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. And if Mississippi State is able to win, it'll be the first national championship for Mississippi State University in a team sport in history.
Stop!
Do you know there are only 3 Power 5 schools that have never won a national championship in any team sport, and Mississippi State is one of them? Can you name the other two?
Oh, my God. Are they like prominent schools? Like, are they Power 5 schools?
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, Power 5. Okay.
There are only 3 Power 5 schools that have never won a national title in any team sport. Mississippi State is one of them. What are the other 2?
Okay. I'm going to say West Virginia.
West Virginia has won a national title in a team sport. I don't know what it is, but they've done it.
Kansas State.
Kansas State is one of them.
Boom!
Kansas State is one of them. And the other one, this one kind of surprised me just because they've been really good at the biggest sport in our country.
But they haven't gone over the hump.
But they've never won a title. But they've been really good. I just sort of assumed, well, of course they've won a title in something, but they haven't.
Is it like Iowa or Iowa State?
Virginia Tech.
Okay, Virginia Tech. Okay.
Virginia Tech has had a monster football program for a long time, but they've never won a national title.
True.
So the 3 Power 5 schools that
Frank Beamer didn't win a title at Virginia Tech?
I don't think he. I hope he didn't, because otherwise my notes are going to be screwed up. I don't think he did.
I thought they won a title.
No, I don't think so. I know they played for one, but I don't think they ever won one.
They didn't win it.
Yeah, I don't think so. Let me see. There is no evidence here that he ever won a national title. He was the coach of the year. He won lots of conference titles, but has never won a national championship. So the 3 Power 5 schools that have never won a national championship in a team sport, Mississippi State, Kansas State, and Virginia Tech, and perhaps for the Bulldogs, that'll change tonight.
Story number 4.
What a wild story this is. Bill Cosby.
Oh, my gosh.
Had his conviction for sexual assault overturned by a Pennsylvania appeals court earlier today and was freed from prison. A dramatic reversal in a case that had represented the first high-profile sexual assault trial to unfold in the aftermath of the Me Too movement.
What happened?
Okay. I'll give you the...
Yeah, because I don't really understand it.
Okay, I'll give you the simple version.
Okay.
First off, this is not vindication. This does not mean he didn't do what he's accused of doing. Bill Cosby is a rapist, period. In 2005, he had been assured by a prosecutor at that time that he would not be prosecuted. in an attempt to convince him to testify in a civil suit that a woman had brought against him.
Okay.
And while testifying in that suit, did admit to drugging women with whom he wanted to have sex. He has admitted under oath to drugging women, giving them Quaaludes, in advance of raping them. He's admit he wouldn't call it that, but that's what it is.
That's what he admitted to.
When you drug a woman and she can't consent, and you, that's rape.
Mm-hmm.
He has admitted to that under oath. He's a rapist. But the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania said because he was given an assurance in 2005 that he would not be prosecuted, he should not have been prosecuted. He should never have been charged with these crimes. And so they overturned the conviction. And Bill Cosby's at home right now.
It just seems like such a, like, how can that happen? Like, it seems so bizarre that like our courts can allow something like that to happen. It's just wild to me.
I mean, like, I understand to the extent that I'm capable of understanding the legal argument here.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason this guy ever said these things is because he was told he would not be prosecuted. And now you come back and prosecute him and then use these things against him. Like, that's not okay. That is, at least, again, I'll let legal scholars argue it. I'm just saying that is the rationale for overturning this conviction. But it must be a real gut punch for every woman that that he sexually assaulted. Because I'm assuming, that when somebody like Bill Cosby assaults you, he's just going to get away with it forever. And he did for a long time. But then he didn't. And you thought, okay, wow, justice. Maybe this system is finally changing. Maybe women can come forward against powerful, wealthy, well-known men and actually have them held accountable. And in some cases, Harvey Weinstein, that has happened. But to watch it happen to Bill Cosby and feel like, okay, he's finally paying for what he did to me and so many others, and then watch him today walk out of prison, hold a press conference, smiling into the camera, just pretty disgusting. So don't get it twisted. You'll hear some people or see some people talking about Bill Cosby, they overturned this charge. He must not have been a rapist. Nope, Bill Cosby is a rapist. He's just a rapist who is free now on a technicality. Jeff Calkins up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Boom! City Fireworks got two locations in the Memphis area. One's at 3rd Street South. The other is at the corner of Getwell and State Line Road. July 4th is coming up this weekend. It's Sunday. Got to have fireworks for July 4th. What kind of American are you if you're not going to have fireworks for July 4th? so you get them from Boom City Fireworks. Again, two locations conveniently located. It's a big deal. Our bridge is broken. You can't go to Arkansas anymore and get fireworks. That'd be crazy. The bridge is broke. You don't want to deal with that. So just stay on this side of the Mississippi River. 3rd Street South, get well at State Line Road. It's got the Mid-South's largest fireworks selection, and both locations are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And did I tell you they're indoors? You get to shop indoors. So it doesn't matter if it's raining. Doesn't matter if it's a million degrees. Park your car. You walk inside. You're indoors. Air conditioned. So you're comfortable while you're getting fireworks for this weekend. Go check the Facebook page. Just go to Facebook.com. Get in that search engine. Type Boom City Fireworks. You'll get all the information on the daily specials. That's Boom City Fireworks. Two locations in Memphis on Facebook.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist. Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good. Do you shoot off fireworks yourself, personally?
Of course I do. I have young children. I live in Mississippi. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you do. You don't. There's a lot of things in Mississippi. A lot of things Mississippi.
No, you're right.
Do,
like I don't
think about.
Yeah, I don't hunt and fish and
right.
You know, I don't have a Confederate flag. You know, I'm not.
Right. You're fully vaccinated.
I'm fully vaccinated. Like, I'm not. Yeah. I don't. I'm not a great representation of Mississippi.
But you do fireworks.
But I do fireworks. I mean, I got
okay,
kids.
Okay, so when you because I have a column up about the tents in West Memphis and what the bridge is going to do to them, because a lot of people go over there to get their fireworks. And so
a lot of people who are making poor decisions.
Right. So I don't necessarily do fireworks. And so I wasn't even aware of how fireworks work these days. Like, I didn't know there was something called cake fireworks as compared to, you know, whatever, shell fireworks or something like this.
But you're speaking a language I don't know anymore.
Well, so that evidently there's like artillery shells. You can go out there and fire right one at a time. But at both the tents that I went to, and of course at Boom City Fireworks too, I'm sure you can go there. You can just get a block of fireworks. You light one fuse and it shoots off a million things. And it takes like, you know, it'll take 2 minutes and you don't have to be out there lighting multiple things. And that's called a cake. It's not actually a cake, nothing you would want to eat, but there was that. The other thing that I didn't realize is now fireworks, a lot of them come with a barcode. So if you hold your phone up to the barcode, you can actually see on your phone what the damn fireworks are supposed to do. I mean, there's not like a picture of your hand getting blown off on there, but there's a video of like, this is what this display looks like. This is what this display looks like. It's really pretty amazing. I haven't really advanced past sparklers myself. What do you do? What do you do? Do you do them in your backyard?
In the front yard. In the driveway.
In the front yard.
Yeah, in the driveway.
Nice.
In the driveway. And all of our neighbors, or at least most of our neighbors, seem cool with it. You know, like I remember, I guess it was New Year's. We were outside shooting fireworks. The neighbors were outside shooting fireworks. We make a whole to-do out of it. Like, you know, you bring your lawn chairs out. And like the kids have a good time.
And are you
with
the
it.
One who lights them? Are you the one who lights them, or do you tell Oliver to do it? Like, who lights them?
I would never tell Oliver to light it. First off, you don't have to tell Oliver to light it. He'll try. No, I'm in charge of the lighting, but we do let them pick out. In fact, I already have at this moment a dining room table full of fireworks.
Really?
Well, how about this? So, I noticed Aiden the other morning. You know, like leaving the house at like 8:30, and that is not normal. Like in the summertime, so I'm like, what is going on with him? He went and got a job at a fireworks stand.
He did not.
Aiden is working
just on his own without saying anything to you. He just has a job at a fireworks stand.
He went and got a job at a fireworks stand. I mean, I think he talked to his mother about it. I was sort of left out of the conversation.
Wow. But,
yeah, so he's working, like he's right now working at a fireworks stand. And so Kelly and the little guys went to visit him on Monday. Like, he's running the fireworks stand. And while they were there, I mean, you can't take little kids into a fireworks stand
and not walk
out with fireworks. So, like, we're ready to go. We'll probably be blowing things up Friday night and then Saturday night.
Do you have, like, preferences? Do you have firework preferences?
No, fireworks to me are a little like monster trucks. You ever been to a monster truck show?
I actually have, yes.
Yep. Okay. Here's my assessment of a monster truck show. Little kids want to go, the monster truck. You say, okay, let's go see the monster trucks. And you get there, and it's like these big trucks, and it looks cool. And then you watch a truck jump over cars, and you go, my God, that's amazing. And then you watch a truck do it again, and you go, woohoo. And after a minute, it's like, all right, I've seen it. And that's the way I feel about fireworks. Like, I don't.
But aren't there different? I'm wondering, like, the ones in your front yard, aren't there all kinds of different kinds? Like, some that go, you know, sprinting around in circles and whistles.
I like those.
Some that go way up in the air and explode. And some that, like, I'm not sophisticated about the world of backyard fireworks. I have my own.
Ones that go really high and they're really bright and they make pretty colors. I like pretty colors as much as the next guy.
I like the ones that you put the balls in, like Jeff was talking about.
The balls in?
Yeah, what? Like it comes with like a tube and you like light the balls and put them in there and they shoot up in the air.
I get those every
those
year.
Those are cool.
I got those.
Yeah.
I F with those.
I've never done any of this. I'm not even familiar with it. I've never done any of it. I've lit a sparkler and like shaking it around in the air like that's about it.
I like sparklers, you know. So, we're ready to go. Like I think the Vernon family's coming down Sunday and we're doing fireworks. We're ready to go.
This is an old topic, so I don't want to belabor it. Would you only do it on July 4th, or would you do it on July 5th? Would you feel like you're infringing on your neighbors if
yes.
you do it on July 5th?
Yes. Like after a while, it's like, all right, that enough's enough. Now, keep in mind, I live in Mississippi. Somebody's going to be doing it on July 5th. Like
and 6th, and 7th, and 8th,
oh,
and
yeah.
3rd,
maybe,
and 2nd.
Maybe,
there's no question.
Maybe tonight. Maybe
oh, yeah, we had them last night and the night before.
Did you? Yeah.
Yes.
I sort of make it a rule that, like, if my kids wanted to go, like, my kids did want to last night, light fireworks, and I just said, no, it's a weeknight. People have to work tomorrow. They might be bothered by them. It's inappropriate to be lighting fireworks
on this weeknight. Friday night. This Friday night is not July 4th. How do you feel about this Friday or Saturday night? Neither one of those is July 4th.
I will say no if my kids ask, but sometimes I get overruled within my own home. And
you won't be the only one, dude. Yeah. Friday and Saturday
Friday and
are
Saturday
both
night.
Gonna be as ridiculous as Sunday night.
Friday and Saturday night, you're going to be listening to fireworks.
Really? Oh, you think there's no question there will be fireworks Friday and Saturday night, but Sunday will be the worst.
Yeah, Sunday will be the worst.
I bet Saturday is just as bad.
Sunday's good. Saturday, really? you
And when I say bad, I don't mean bad. I like fireworks.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't
cool
particularly care. Like when we hear, like my kids will hear fireworks going off on a night that they're not supposed to be going off, and if we can see them, we go. You know, I'll take them outside and look at them. Like we've sat in our backyard and watched other people's fireworks in another neighborhood go off before. So yeah, I don't personally get bothered by people lighting fireworks unless. It's really late at night, you know.
We got to have a cutoff time.
11:30 at night? Is 11:30 at night okay? Can you firework Saturday night 11:30?
I think Saturday night, yeah. But if you were doing 11:30 at night on a weeknight, that's inappropriate.
Really inappropriate.
Yeah, you can't.
That's uncool.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No, don't do that.
The one I hated when Kelly and I were dating before we had any children. But while she was pregnant, we lived at those apartments behind AutoZone Park.
Oh.
And every time those stupid Redbirds would win a game, it was fireworks going off. And that was that was not good for a pregnant young woman. I remember fireworks at AutoZone Park being among the reasons we moved out of those apartments. Yeah. Yeah.
No, like if they just had them Saturday night. That would be then it would be nice. You go, oh, Saturday night we get a free fireworks show, right? But if it's every night or whenever, you know, that would be excessive.
Yeah,
I mean, for me, it's just about and actually the dog that was most scared of fireworks has crossed the rainbow bridge. I just think that's a silly expression. But anyway, it has crossed the rainbow bridge. And so I don't think we had the rainbow bridge when I was youngster. I think that's a recent, maybe it's a Facebook development. Anyway,
is that what I've never even heard that phrase? Is that what people
say now?
You know that, right? That's when your dog dies. It crosses the rainbow bridge. Bang. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
You've never heard that?
No.
It's just a nice
Google,
thing to say.
Google cross the rainbow bridge. Yeah, my dog. You see it all the time. Like you're clearly not on Facebook.
I don't look at Facebook nearly as much tonight, as I used to. It makes me hate
you.
Facebook makes me hate people that I know, and I would rather just not hate you, so I don't want to even see the dumb things
you're missing out
you're
on these dogs that are going to the crossing the rainbow bridge then. But anyway, that dog used to get in the bathtub whenever the fireworks went off. And and there's a lot of dogs that go crazy when the fireworks go off, and that's sort of inconsiderate too. But so I would limit it to this week. If I could make the rules this weekend, I would say Friday's fine, Saturday's fine, and Sunday's fine between the hours of 9 and 11:30, and then let's just be done until the Tigers win the national championship.
Yeah, Monday is not okay. Come July 5th, we're done. We should be done with fireworks. I know we're not going to be.
We're not going to be.
You should be. Blow all your fireworks up Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and let's move on come Monday. So the Tigers going to win a national championship. They've got Larry Brown on staff, soon to
seems
be announced.
Likely, doesn't it?
It does seem likely.
He has three probations and two national championships. Like, it's close, right? I mean, and so, I would suggest they probably don't win the national championship, but I think having Larry Brown on their staff will likely help that basketball team. And I am impressed, by the way, that obviously this town is a town that gets hyped and cares deeply about Memphis basketball under nearly every circumstance, which is why the Tubby Smith era was particularly remarkable, that you could kill off that kind of passion. But the fact that Penny, even though the wins haven't come, every single year has been, obviously the first year was just like, Penny's the coach, woohoo, this is going to be incredible, return of Penny, like what's it going to be like? Second year was James Wiseman, that was the best thing ever, number one recruiting class. Last year, that was a little down, mostly because of the pandemic though, but like we were like, this is going to be the best team ever. Like this is going to be the team, because this you win with older, experienced guys. And okay, so now, all those things have kind of crapped out. I mean, I know they did win the NIT. This year, again, older experienced guys, but we kind of did that last year and it didn't work out really. But now we can say, oh, and there's Larry Brown on the set. Like, so people, plus we're going to be back 100% capacity, regathering. I think the excitement will be at a fever pitch for this season.
I get the sense people are excited. Larry Brown is certainly a part of that. Like, it's going to be cool. Like, however it goes, we'll see. But it's going to be cool to, like, Larry Brown. Like, Larry Brown won an NBA title and a national championship in college. And now he's going to be sitting beside Penny Hardaway inside FedEx Forum. Like, that's neat.
And Larry Brown.
It's Larry Brown. Like, he is a star. I mean, a star in coaching, one of the greatest coaches of all time. I heard you mention today, you were talking to John Martin, my little buddy, has there ever been an assistant coach with a NBA title and a NCAA title, you know, period? And obviously the answer is no, because Larry Brown's literally the only person to ever do that as a coach. But there is a college basketball assistant who does have an NBA title as a player and an NCAA title as a player. Trivia time, can you name him? Either one of you. Big Bet Bennett or Caucus.
Say this is a current an assistant who has a NCAA title as a player and the same thing
Larry Brown has as a coach. This person has as a player
an NCAA and an NBA title.
He won a national championship in college. He won a world championship in the NBA, and now he is an assistant.
And he's currently an assistant coach. I got no idea.
It's got to be. Oh wait, no, because I was gonna say he's an assistant coach. Holy crap!
He's an assistant coach at his alma mater.
He is an assistant coach
at his alma mater. Dude, I don't know.
I'll give it to you.
Yes, please.
Just say it,
Jason Terry.
I would have never done that.
Jason Terry won a.
Who did he win the NBA title with?
I think it was the Houston Rockets, wasn't it?
I think was it the Rockets? Or was it
no,
Dallas?
No, no, Dallas Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks.
Won a national
title. He was on the Dirk team. Won a national title in 1997 with Josh Pastner, And right. then won a world title with Dirk in Dallas. And now he's an assistant coach for Tommy Lloyd at Arizona. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, now here at the end of my show, I don't know if anyone heard this. I don't expect anyone to listen to the entire 2 hours. Well, I expect most people to listen to the entire 2 hours, but some people, I understand, have other things they have to do. There is a former Memphis assistant who, when he was a former Memphis assistant, had an NCAA championship ring and a world championship ring. Former Memphis assistant as a player.
Hmm.
How about that?
Is that Luke Walton?
I don't know if it's, that is not the name. We were going to look it up, but then we ran out of time. So you can look that up. Milt Wagner.
How about that?
Milt Wagner won at Louisville, and then I think he won with the Lakers. One of our listeners wrote in, because we were speculating about this. He said, you know, Milt Wagner has rings, both. So, and he was assistant. For how long was Milt assistant here?
Several years. You know, that family is about to be, they're going to be all types
they
of.
They got another one, right?
Yeah. Wani's kid is like the best, you know, just finished his freshman season in high school, like the best in the country. Like literally ranked number one. Like they're going to have, they're going to
pretty good, really, right there. Yeah.
They're going to be the first family to ever have, I think it's three generations of McDonald's All Americans. Milt Wagner, DeJuan Wagner, and DeJuan Wagner Jr.
Well, I wonder if Milt was a first round pick. I wonder if they're going to have three. Ultimately, we'll have three. Was Milt the first round pick, second round pick?
Let me look.
I don't know.
Yeah, but
that's amazing. Three generations of McDonald's All Americans. Good God.
And no, Milt was a second round pick.
Second round pick,
35th overall by the Dallas Mavericks. But yeah, Milt, that's good. I didn't think of Milt. I was trying to think of. Guys who had won, you know, both a college championship and an NBA title, and then, you know, got into college coaching. And Jason, for whatever reason, I don't even know why this popped in my head, Jason Terry popped in my head, and he is on staff at Arizona. But Milt Wagner, once upon a time, was that. You know, he went and was on staff with Tony Barbie for a while at UTEP and Auburn, even after he left Memphis. He was at Memphis for six seasons.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then he went to Auburn. He went to UTEP with Tony and then went to Auburn with Tony. And he's been out of coaching for the past 7 years. Now he's just a proud grandfather developing another McDonald's All-American. But, last night it was pretty predictable. People got their jokes off.
Right.
You know, but like.
It wasn't actually that bad, though. You know, and I do think some of it's like. I understand that, like, rules are rules or whatever else, but I do think it's some of it's like, are we really going to be upset about corruption, you know, like, in this world that we live in now, right? So I saw some jokes, but there wasn't a lot of outrage, you know. There was just some, and not as many jokes as I would have expected.
There might have been a time, and perhaps this will still happen when it is official, but there would have been a time where somebody would have stepped up and wrote a column saying, how could Memphis hire a guy who's done these things. And just like right now, given everything else that has happened in college basketball with the FBI, it's like, whatever, who cares? You know, like, I don't personally care. You know, I'm not ranting and raving.
I don't personally care. I was amazed, though, when I was looking at people who have cared in the past, the idea that Dick Vitale, who literally never says anything bad about any coach so far as I can tell, he wrote a column once saying there's no place for Larry Brown in college coaching. Like, at Larry's, like, at his worst, that was his reputation. And the kind of world has changed around him and whatever else. We don't have a lot of – we've been through a pandemic. We don't have a lot of energy for worrying about this kind of stuff right now. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, and, you know, I was told it would be announced this week formally, and it was indicated to me it would probably be today. It hasn't happened to my knowledge so far today, but, like, this is really happening. Like, I actually texted with Larry last night just to touch base, and I will tell you, we were sort of wondering earlier, you know, in the month, you know, he's 80 years old. He'll be 81 in September. Like, you know, how's he, you know,
right.
Like, I don't suspect I'll be able to work at 80 right. or 81. I can tell you this, he still texts pretty good. He's a great texter.
Well, that's the thing. How many 80-year-olds even texting out there?
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
He's, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it and hopefully it will go well. Before I let you go, you made John Martin cry this morning.
I know. Wasn't that good? That was good.
That was sweet.
That's like Barbara Walters stuff right there, wasn't it?
You made him cry right live on the radio, my little buddy.
He did. He cried on the radio. Yeah, I so I'm going on vacation starting tomorrow, and so and he's turning 30. You know, I have him on Wednesdays, and so he's turning 30. July 4th is his birthday, and the country's birthday too. And
my brother's 30. Birthday as well.
Oh, look at that!
How about
so,
that?
Big day. Let's shoot off fireworks.
We're going to
and so I played some dopey 30-year-old birthday song, and then I just pointed out that John, when he you know, in his 20s, he came in as kind of a, you know, a little bit of a punk, and I didn't really know what he was doing in life or anything else. And here he is; he's turning 30. And I just recounted this to him, and he has, you know, found the thing that he wants to do. He has a good job. He's well respected. He's breaking news on Larry Brown. He's got a 401k. He's gotten married, and he has a baby girl, and he's turning 30. And I put it to him just like that, and he literally could not speak. And it was with gratitude. And it was interesting because I talked to him subsequently about it. I think I'm always under the view that the 20s are hard. You know, you're supposed to figure it all out by the, you know, that's what you're supposed to. And I think it's hard to do that by the time you're 30, all those things. And so I was talking to him about it later, and he said, if I could have found my voice to speak, I would have said, I didn't expect my life to be this good. You know, I didn't expect to have all these things. You know, this beautiful wife, this beautiful baby, job I like, and all of this stuff. I never expected it. I didn't know life could be like this. And it was interesting to me because, like, I'm fishing about this later. I kind of never doubted my life would be like that.
Well,
right?
Why would you? I mean, this is actually...
That's true of the matter is, why would I? Because I came from a life where everyone around me was successful and they, whatever. Truth of the matter is, I kind of effed up my life in some ways, you know, in ways that were kind of more maybe surprising to me. Like, I look at it, how the hell did that happen? How am I single? What did I do there? Why did I screw up this relationship? Like, but I expected it to go well. And he came from a different world where he didn't expect it to go well and is filled with gratitude because of it.
Yeah, like I identify in this way with John way more than I do you. Now, I had two loving parents, but like I didn't have any advantages as I was trying to launch into a career in journalism. Like, you know, my parents aren't in this profession. I'm my cousin and I are the first college graduates in our family. You know, we weren't raised by doctors with siblings who went to, you know, Harvard and Yale and Princeton and whatever. And John, you know, was like he had no advantages whatsoever. Like he had, you know, if you were trying to, you know, bet on or against somebody, you probably bet against him, right? Except he worked really hard to create opportunities for himself, and it's all led to all of this. And so I was surprised he got choked up in that moment this morning. But with, you know, subsequently thinking about it, I'm not surprised because and I don't want to speak for him, but I think he's proud of himself because, you know, when you – I mean, he's talked openly about his father and his father's struggles. And when you come from that, it's you're not guaranteed to break out of that or flourish in any way. And yet he has. And you know, grabbed all of the things that anybody could – hope to grab by the age of 30. I think he's proud of himself, and he should be, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really do. I think he is proud of himself. I think he's also just incredibly grateful. I think he's incredibly grateful, which is, you know, they say you're supposed to go through life with gratitude. It's hard to do that all the time. And I think he went, you know, he goes through life with gratitude. I've always found it striking. I had coffee with someone the other day who they said, this person's a pharmacist, and said to me, the only thing my parents ever told me about college was I'd have to learn. If I wanted to go, I'd have to pay for it. And I think that's a very common thing that people hear about college, right? And they're like, the only thing you got to pay, you're going to have to figure out a way to pay for it. And I just think about how much I heard about college. Like, it's just like, it is this idea that we all come from an equal place and we all is just so crazy. You know, and, anyway, so I'm proud of John and, And I think I do. I think it's a good reason to shoot off fireworks.
And then you got into a conversation, or I guess before that, you and Jeffrey got into a conversation about, you know, I turned 30 once upon a time, and I know that when you go from 29 to 30, there's this thought that, oh my God, I'm old. But you're actually not. You're still
that's true.
You're still very, very young.
Right.
And there's some thought that, like, oh no, my 20s are over. That's my life. Here's the truth, and I know you guys put a poll up. I didn't see the results. Speaking from myself, 30s way better than 20s, way better. And I honestly, like, I was thinking about this on my drive in today. I'm now 44. I think I enjoy my life at 44 as much as I've ever enjoyed my life. Like, I am, like, there does become a point where you are old, too old. And I know that, like, when I'm around a bunch of 20-year-olds, if they see me, they see an old man. Like, you know, I have nieces who are in their early 20s, and they have friends who are in their early 20s, and sometimes they, you know, come to our pool. I know when they look at me, they see an old man. I got that. But I don't feel like an old man. I still can still enjoy the things that I enjoy. And the thing about getting older, if you do, you know, if you are lucky enough to, you know, have, you know, the types of jobs that I have, like, I don't have a lot of the worries that I had when I was in my 20s. Like, I have different worries now. But, like, when I was in my 20s, I was living paycheck to paycheck. You know, like, I can remember being in the bar and wondering, if I run this debit card one more time, can I get $20 out of the ATM without bouncing something? Like, I, you know, fortunately, I don't have to think about those things now. And I swear to you, like, I have as much fun now as I had 20 years ago. It's just, this is a different kind of fun, and it's mostly constrained to my home, you know? But I think when you reach a new, you know, decade of your life, you think that, oh no, the best is behind me. And what I have come to find out is that that has never been true so far. I imagine I'll get there, but I liked my 30s more than my 20s, and I like my 40s more than my 20s.
Yeah, I was surprised. I think, you know, we only had four spots on the poll. So which is better, your 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s or something? No, teens, 20s, 30s, or 40s. We didn't have. But I actually am I'm as happy now as I've ever been in my life. And it's because the other thing that happens is that, okay, so hopefully you go along where you don't have as many money worries in your, you know, as you get older as you do in your 20s. But then the other thing is unlike you, I don't have as many kid worries as I used to have, right? Like, you always will worry about your kids. And that thing about you're only as happy as your least happy kid, I think is true. But you just, it's harder to be aggravated when they're living somewhere else, you know? It's harder to worry about them as much when you get them. So I had a bunch of people call and said the best period is empty nest. You figured out stuff in life. You've done, you know, whatever. You're maybe still working, but you don't have to, you know. And then, and you're worried. Obviously, we all have kids who have struggles and whatever else. Maybe you're intensely worried about a kid, or maybe you have an opioid, whatever. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong. But the empty nest is not a bad time, honestly. I am as happy now as I have ever been in my life. So, yes, the idea that when your 20s are over, your life is over is just silly. And the other thing I find is that you're exactly right. Like, I'm talking to John about this today. How old do you really feel? Like, John said, I don't feel old. Well, I told him that's because you're not. But I, at age 59, I probably feel like inside I'm 35. You know, like, I don't feel like I'm, you know, you never feel like you're that old. You feel like you're the same person. I'm the same person that was the 28-year-old person, really. You know, I don't know. It was an interesting conversation. A guy called Beale Street Bob called in. He's 80. And he said that he doesn't have as many worries as he used to because he doesn't have to chase women anymore because his Johnson stopped working. So it was colorful.
Well, you can actually fix that now, you know?
I don't know. I think there comes a time when you might be a little behind, you know, when even the blue pill isn't, you know, when even four hymns or whatever it is doesn't. He said at about 75, he'd basically conked out.
Well, that's disappointing to hear.
Well, Larry Brown can still text.
It sounds like you got about 16 good years left, Jeff.
I appreciate that.
Enjoy them. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. I where are you at on that? 20s, 30s, 40s? I mean, I know you don't know 40s, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably like 30s better than 20s. I don't know, though, yet. I've had my struggles here and there.
You're having your struggles in your 30s?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, like, here's my other thing.
I mean, I agree with, like, what he said. Like, I mean, you get in your 30s and you're just like, okay, well, like, what? For me personally, I think sometimes you just think, man, what have I done with my life? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know.
See, I never had that feeling. But I think the truth is, when you're in your 20s, whether you know this or not, and I promise there's 20 people in their 20s right now listening, and they will swear I'm wrong about this. But when they get older, they'll realize I'm right. When you're in your 20s, I don't care how successful you are or unsuccessful you are, or you don't know who you are.
No, and you don't really care.
I mean, you don't know who you are.
Right.
You haven't settled into who you are yet. You're still, I know people think that you're formed in your teenage years or childhood, and in many ways you are. But you are still developing as a person, figuring out what matters to you and what doesn't matter to you through your 20s, and I would argue into your 30s. There was a time in my life where about every 5 years, if I was being honest with myself and like stopped and looked back, I'd go, I don't really recognize the guy from 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I've changed a lot.
Yes, I feel that way for now, sure.
Well, I've reached the point probably over the past decade where I go, okay, I'm pretty much settled into who I am now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it probably did take to my mid-30s for me to figure out what matters to me. What are my core beliefs? What's important? What's not? I probably didn't get there to my mid-30s. The whole time you think you already know, but you don't, or at least I didn't, and I don't think that's unique to me. So again, when you turn 30, you go, oh my God, I'm 30. You're still so young.
For sure.
And you still, and for a lot of people, the next 20 years will probably be more interesting and in many ways better than the previous 10. I remember my 20s as just a blur. Just an absolute blur.
Yeah, I can't remember my 20s.
Yeah, like my 20s were blur. Whereas, you know, I honestly, it's a different kind of fun, but I have just as much fun at 44 as I had at 34 or 24. It's a different kind of fun. But like, I don't know. Like, I'm looking forward to getting off the stupid radio and going and having another fun night. I have fun nights every night.
Yeah. I do too.
So just know that when you turn 30, your life's not over. In many ways, your life is just beginning.
Good
advice,
GP.
Back in a second.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Step my money
fast and go. Fast, fast. Fast like a Lambo. New Amsterdam Vodka, premium 80 proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth, you can drink it straight. Doesn't mean you got to. It's not an order or a demand. It just means you can. If that's what you want to do, it's what you can do. It's so smooth you can drink it straight. It's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. That's why I get it when I'm inside the liquor store. It makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these summer months. If you're into flavored vodkas, they offer a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that is the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Get a fifth for the fourth. New Amsterdam Vodka on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Rim Job Steve weighs in.
What Rim Job Steve say?
Says we're missing an easy former Memphis assistant, Mike Miller, as we were having a conversation about assistant coaches in the world of college basketball who can bring to the table what Larry Brown brings to the table in terms of accomplishments at both the college and NBA level. Larry Brown, about to be on Penny Hardaway's staff, has won a championship in the NBA and at the collegiate level. We mentioned, Jeff brought this up, I did not pop into my head, Milt Wagner, mm-hmm. who was a former Memphis assistant, also won a championship at the college level and in the NBA. Mike Miller did not. Mike Miller didn't win a national championship in college.
I didn't think he did.
No, because he played for Billy Donovan. They got close, but did not win a national championship in college. So Mike Miller has an NBA title, but he never won a championship in college. So Mike Miller doesn't fit the criteria. Larry Brown on the Memphis staff soon. Milt Wagner, a former Memphis assistant. The other name I thought of, Jason Terry, won a national championship at Arizona, won a NBA title with the Dallas Mavericks, and is now an assistant coach at Arizona for Tommy Lloyd. So I'm sure there are others, but those are the three names we came up with. And Mike Miller, he checks one of those boxes, but not both. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. On the web, coopersystems.com. If you're looking for a computer, that's the place to go. They got whatever you need. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-row machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Yeah, you can get an Apple product at Cooper Systems, probably for a fraction of the price you're going to pay for it inside an Apple store. Understand, they also handle computer repair. So if you've got a machine that needs attention, take it to Cooper Systems. Data recovery, if you got a power supply issue, a USB port issue, cracked screen, virus removal, whatever you need, they can probably handle it. Sometimes you have a machine that's banged up or running real slow, and you go, this might be the end of the road for this one. And it might be, but often it's not. Often it can be fixed, and you'll be good as new. Just got to go to Cooper Systems. That number is 360-9679, 360-9679. Give them a call. Talk to Lee. Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems, anybody can help you. They're happy to help you. 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I think the most important thing to double down on is that if you're in your 20s, like John Martin, my little buddy, is at this moment, your life is not over when you hit 30. Your 30s are probably going to be better than your 20s. Think about that. I don't know. There does become a time where you go, all right, this one ain't going to be as good as the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. Just 59 years old said he's having as much fun right now as he's ever had.
Yeah, good.
So maybe it's not to your 60s or your 70s. I can't speak to that. I just know this, that often your 30s are going to be better than your 20s. And maybe your 40s are even better than your 20s. Like, I had a good time in my 20s, but it was also, at that point, I was still trying to figure out what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. I didn't get the CBS job until I was 29 years old.
How about that?
I mean, that's actually very young to get that job.
That is very young.
But, like, I didn't have that job until I was 29 years old. Up until then, I'm trying to raise a young son on a... I was lucky, but, it was a limited income, So my 30s were way more fun than my 20s just because I had a little money to do stuff with. And 40s, boy, I'm having a blast. It's a different kind of fun, but fun just the same and in some ways even more fun. So if you're young, there'll be a day when you're old, but trust me, it ain't 30.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game 3, College World Series, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, TD Ameritrade Park, Omaha, Hall, Nebraska. Winner going to be a national champion, Kumar Rocker. On the mound for Vanderbilt, Will Bednar. Pitching for Mississippi State. Both pitchers are projected to be first-round draft picks in next month's Major League Baseball draft. And if
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.